Strata peeps, as much as I enjoy what I do for owners, there are always going to be owners that for whatever reason I don't gel with. And that might be a personal issue. I might have made a mistake that to them is categorically the end of the relationship. You never know, it happens. So from time to time, owners will decide to sack their body corporate manager, which of course they can do because we are service contractors under the Act. So a majority of body corporate managers are employed for either 1 year or 3 years or a variation of that. But the legislation says you cannot be employed for any more than 3 years. And if you're registered as a small schemes module, well, the cap is 1 year. And it doesn't matter what you try and do as a body corporate manager. There are some out there that want to put in options or this or that or whatever. Does not matter. Legislation says it's capped. So as a result, I have a scheme that I went to their budget committee meeting, and I've been aware that this scheme was unhappy. I've only had them for about 9 months. They came to me as a result of their other body corporate manager retiring, so I guess I inherited them. When I inherited them, I made a point of going out on site to meet with a couple of the committee members that were free that day, just to do a walk around, make myself familiar with what the scheme looks like, to let them see that I'm a human being, I guess, and also to talk about how the committee would like to run things moving forward. Now, at that meeting on site 9 months ago, I was told that they did not intend to stay with me. They intended to go elsewhere. So obviously, with that in mind, I've been particularly determined to try and do the right thing by this committee by trying to get back to them as quickly as possible. It's not always been easy because they are a committee that likes to do a lot of things themselves, and in many respects I've felt from time to time, oh, am I stepping on their toes? Do they want me to do this? Do they want me to do that? And I've been told in no uncertain terms, no, we will do X, and why are you doing that, and you better not be charging us for it. So sometimes it is an adjustment, and I never really know, because of course committee members can change each year. So you have people that buy into and sell out of body corporates all the time. You have a committee member that you might have had a fantastic relationship for 5 years who suddenly their mum or dad gets sick, and that means that they just don't have any time to dedicate to being on the committee. And they are quite annoyed by, you know, the third email in a week asking about someone's pet. And they, you know, they don't appreciate it, but 5 years ago they were happy to hear about it. So it's a constant massaging of relationships, if you will, and I'm a human being and I am going to get things wrong, and there are sometimes, believe me, there are some people that just don't like me. It's just going to happen. So being told 9 months ago, we're definitely leaving you, I've done the best I can. We're around to the budget committee meeting, which means that prior to that taking place, all of their motions had to be in, individual owner motions. Of course, the committee, as a committee, can elect to put additional motions onto the AGM agenda should they wish. And that's part of my role when I put a draft budget and a draft agenda together, is to ask the committee, when I send it out to them, guys, this is the draft. Are there any additional motions that you'd like included? Are there any additional quotes you'd like me to obtain? Do we need to add those quotes as a line item into your sinking fund or your admin fund? Please let me know so that I can tailor it. A lot of schemes don't respond. Bigger schemes, if they're well run, they will respond and they will give you that guidance, which is great. So, look, it's disappointing when you get another body corporate's manager's motion and you get a copy of their agreement and you're thinking, I've really done the best I can, it's just not enough. It's hard not to take it personally. But for all intents and purposes, my role now, I mean, I went to the budget committee meeting, they were perfectly, I mean, these people are professional people, they have, very hard working, demanding office jobs. So they don't waste time on fluff, if I can put it to you that way, different to other committees that might spend a lot of time whinging about Janice in lot number 3 and her cat, because they don't like Janice, because they're at home all day, you know, doing the washing up, looking at the cat, they've got nothing else really much going on. Went along to the budget committee meeting, took along with me a list of documents that we have that make up the body corporate records, per se, in inverted commas, and just said to them, look, guys, I think it's, you should know what records we have so that you're prepared, so that when those go across to the other body corporate manager, you at least have an understanding. Of course, as committee members, you have an ability to come in and do a search of the records yourself at any time. Thought this might save some time. Also, here's a copy of what we have as your building notes in case you want to add to or get rid of anything that's there. Let me know and we can just do a general tidy up between now and when the building is transferred with the software to the new company. And they were amenable to that. They were happy for that. It's really, really important to put your disappointment aside and to really work with owners, even when they are going, even if you feel sad about it, even if you feel that it's unjustified, even if you can see that the place that they're going to pay a truckload more money than what they might think is reasonable. Even when you can see that happening, you really just need to put all of that aside. So that's what I did, because there's a chance they might come back at some stage. And at the end of the day, although my pride is hurt, I'd much rather be remembered for a professional handover and a neat, clean change to the new manager than being thought of as unprofessional or somebody that's throwing rocks or just trying to be difficult, you know, being upset. There's actually quite a few cases when you go onto Austlii and you look at adjudicators' decisions where there are body corporate managers that for whatever reason have decided to be completely unprofessional and they don't want to hand records over and they don't want to hand over the seal, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that, they're not taking phone calls anymore. And poor old owners have to go and take these people to the adjudicators through the commissioner's office and basically get an order that the records be handed over. So yeah, that's a really great example of what not to do and how to ruin your reputation. But yes, so I will be assisting them to the best of my ability to ensure that this is a smooth process for them. I will wish them well. And of course, if they ring in 6 or 8 or 9 months' time and say, we really don't like where we went to, can we come back to you? The answer will be yes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.